Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of All That Remains by Patricia D. Cornwell, narrated by C.J. Critt. This work, copyrighted 1992 by Patricia D. Cornwell, is recorded by arrangement with International Creative Management, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. Fred Cheney and Deborah Harvey left Richmond, Virginia, for the North Carolina coast, but they never arrived. Their Jeep is found at a highway rest stop, the keys in the ignition, their belongings undisturbed. Deep in her gut, Virginia's chief medical examiner, Dr. K. Scarpetta, suspects that both are already dead, the latest victims in a string of mysterious murders that have occurred over the past 2 years. And now, all that remains.
Chapter 1. Saturday, the last day of August, I started work before dawn. I did not witness mist burning off the grass or the sky turning brilliant blue. Steel tables were occupied by bodies all morning, and there are no windows in the morgue. Labor Day weekend had begun with a bang of car crashes and gunfire in the city of Richmond. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I finally returned to my West End home and heard Bertha mopping in the kitchen. She cleaned for me every Saturday, and knew from past instruction not to bother with the phone, which had just begun to ring. "I'm not here," I said loudly, as I opened the refrigerator. Bertha stopped mopping. "It was ringing a minute ago," she said. "Rang a few minutes before that, too. Same man."